Yesterday, the United States Department of Agriculture released the weekly crop progress report. It shows that as of the first day of June, 95% of the corn crop in the 18 reporting states had been planted. That compares with the rolling five-year average of 94%. 80% of that crop is up and growing. The normal emerged or rolling five-year number is exactly the same, or 80%. The condition of the corn crop is said to be in 76% good or excellent. That's actually 63% good and 13% excellent. Last year, those numbers were 52% and 11%, so well ahead of the condition of last year's corn crop. Soybeans now, planted acreage at 78% complete, compares with the rolling five-year average of 70%, and half of the crop is up and growing. That compares with 45% on the rolling five-year average. No national condition of the crop, but we do have updates with some condition of both the corn and soybean crops from Indiana, Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa.
This is Katie Andel, agricultural statistician for the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office. Iowa experienced extreme temperatures this week with a high of 90 degrees at Sibley and Howerden on Friday, as well as at Davenport and Iowa City on Saturday. Temperatures for the week averaged 8 degrees above normal. Thunderstorms were scattered over most of Iowa Monday and Tuesday, with the heaviest rains falling in west central Iowa. Parts of southern Iowa saw isolated storms midweek. Thunderstorms appeared in the far northwest part of the state Saturday and Sunday. Total rain for the week varied from a trace at Keosauqua to 5 inches near Castana. Average precipitation for the week was 0.66 inches, less than the normal 1.07 inches. With almost all of Iowa's corn acreage planted, 89% of the crop has emerged, 19 percentage points ahead of last year, but equal to the 5-year average. 82% of the corn crop was rated in good to excellent condition. Soybean planting progress reached 94% complete, almost 3 weeks ahead of last year and over 2 weeks ahead of normal. 63% of the soybean crop has emerged, 42 percentage points ahead of last year. This is Katie Andel reporting from the USDA NASS Iowa Field Office.
This is Mark Schleusener, state statistician for Illinois, with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Illinois had warm and dry weather last week, and many farmers were able to finish planting soybeans. The state rainfall averaged 0.62 inches last week, more than one-third of an inch below normal. Temperatures were more than 7 degrees above normal for last week. Corn planting reached 98% complete, up from 95% the previous week, and slightly ahead of the 5-year average of 94%. 91% of the crop has emerged compared to 82% normally. The condition of the crop declined slightly and was rated as 3% in very poor to poor condition, 27% in fair condition, and 70% in good to excellent condition. Soybean planting reached 85% complete, up from 64% the previous week, and well ahead of the 5-year average of 65%. Wheat headed is now 88% compared to 94% normally, and the first cutting of alfalfa hay is now 60% complete. This has been Mark Schleusener with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Dan Loftus, state statistician for the USDA NASS Minnesota Field Office, with the weekly crop progress and condition report. Warm weather rapidly advanced crop emergence across Minnesota during the week. 93% of the expected corn acreage has been planted. That's 2 percentage points behind the 5-year average. Corn emergence was rated at 69%. That's 13 points behind average. The first corn condition ratings for the year came in at 0% very poor, 1% poor, 16% fair, 68% good, and 15% excellent. Soybean planting was 75% complete. That's 26 percentage points more than the previous week, but still 5 points behind the 5-year average. 38% of the soybean crop has emerged. For the USDA NASS, this is Dan Loftus.
This is Glenn Goodrich with the Great Lakes Regional Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service with the Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending June 1st, 2014. Fieldwork was variable this week, as zero precipitation permitted some areas to be worked all week long, while downpours in other areas kept farmers out of the fields for the majority of the week. Precipitation totals ranged from 0 to 1.87 inches. Temperatures ranged between 51 and 90 degrees, varying on average between 5 and 10 degrees above normal statewide. Where weather permitted, farmers were finishing up corn and soybean planting, including replanting of any flood-damaged stands. Corn planted is nearly concluded at 95%, versus 93% last year and 87% five-year average. The majority of corn has emerged as well at 83% statewide, versus 74% last year and 73% five-year average. Corn that had emerged yellow was greening nicely with warmer temperatures. Side-dressing corn and spraying for weeds was well underway. Soybeans planted were also nearing the finish line at 81%, ahead of 74% last year and 66% five-year average. Soybean emergence stood at 55%, compared to 45% last year and 46% five-year average. Winter wheat continues to fare well, with most of the crop headed. Winter wheat jointing was concluding at 96% this week, the same as 96% last year, and slightly behind the five-year average of 99%. Winter wheat headed was 84%, again the same as last year's 84%, and slightly behind the five-year average of 91%. That concludes this week's Indiana Crop and Weather Report for the week ending June 1st, 2014. This is Glenn Goodrich reporting.